Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 18, Day 18. Today's topic, when did Jacob cease to be able to listen to God's voice? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today the four passages are Psalm 10 verses 16 to 18, Genesis chapter 37 verse 1 to chapter 38 verse 30. Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 to 45. Proverbs 3, verses 27 to 32. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. Now I'm going to read what I have copied this morning. Psalm 10, 16 to 18. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations will perish from His land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry. Defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 to 8. Joseph's brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Verse 33 to 35, Joseph recognized it and said, "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "I will continue to mourn until I join my son in the grave." So his father wept for him. Matthew chapter 12, verses 28 to 33. "But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. 43-45. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through a reed places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. Proverbs 3, verses 27 to 32. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. When it is in your power to act, do not say to your neighbor, come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you, when you already have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse anyone for no reason when they have done you no harm. Do not envy the vilest or choose any of their ways. For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into his confidence. My listening this morning. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is, when did Jacob cease to be able to hear God's voice? I had one of the most powerful times with Abba this morning when I finished copying the Bible and had a moment of silence waiting for Jesus to give me today's title. I was shocked to hear that. Wow, Jesus said to me, when did Jacob ceased to be able to hear God's voice? Then I remember what happened yesterday when I came to Genesis chapter 35, verses 16 to 19. Genesis 35. 16. Then they moved on from Bethel. While they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, don't despair, for you have another son. As she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Ben-Oni. That means son of my trouble. But his father named him Benjamin, that means my right hand. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Then I turned to that passage and I turned the pages from then up to Genesis chapter 45, verse 27. It says, but when they told him everything Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the cards Joseph had sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. Wow. Jacob was in a kind of spiritual coma for many, many years. And I could not find any passage in that period that Jacob could listen to the voice of God. Jacob ceased to be able to listen to the voice of God after his wife died. He must be angry with God, and his disbelief and anger stopped every bit of relationship with God that pushed him to a long time of darkness, depression. Poor Jacob. Are you in a kind of spiritual coma that you are not able to listen to the voice of Jesus? Is there anyone around you that Jesus is sending you to take them out of their spiritual coma? Act before it is too late. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to get through every bit of our crisis, knowing that you love us and you will carry us through. so that we can listen. We can be able to listen to your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you have similar spiritual coma before? How about recently? Number two, is there anyone Jesus wants you to take them out from their spiritual coma? How are you going to act? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.